There are those people who might have seen the broad picture of what happened on the 6th of January, but not thought about the nuances or the repercussions, and may not even be paying attention to the trial or any of that, but may still harbor that sentiment, that anxiety, that anger, and frankly, that ignorance that would propel somebody to engage in this kind of thing. What about those people? Are they still out there? I'm sure they are. So what do you do about that?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. They are still out there. But I do think that the environment has changed for those people somewhat. You know, I think that there was a time when, I mean, look, you know, we're talking about an attack on the Capitol that came together in a way that at the time seemed somewhat spontaneous. Now, we know in the aftermath that it was not spontaneous at all. But for those people who are out there who have been sort of floating beneath the radar for a long time, harboring these anti-government views and working together and really to sort of talk about, you know, really a bunch of rhetoric about what needs to be done. Those people may not have been on the radar of our law enforcement officials in any way comparable to the way they are today. The government is watching those individuals. We're paying close attention to who they are and where they communicate and what they communicate about. And we're trying to understand their intentions. And so you're right, JJ, in that they may not be paying attention, but we're paying attention to them. And I think that that's going to be the key to preventing something like January 6th from happening again.
One of the things they also ran into in reporting the story and looking into it was talking to people from the FBI and other law enforcement agencies and people who formerly worked at some of these agencies, who talked about the fact that there was really no parallel being drawn between people who engaged in domestic terrorism, which is essentially what took place on the 6th of January, and those who engaged in the international, the larger groups. But at the end of the day, it was the same thing. It was an attack on the U.S. government, and that there needed to be some change in the view from internally the U.S. and from our legal system in terms of how these people were dealt with. You know, they needed to be dealt with the same way any other terrorist would. And one of the things that I ran into quite often was people who wanted to cut some of these people a break because they were Americans and, you know, this free speech thing. But has that problem been solved?
Yeah. You know, it's a great question, JJ. And I'll tell you that early on, I think national security officials really struggled with this. But let's be very clear about this. What happened on September 11th and what happened on January 6th were both terrorist attacks on the United States. Full stop. I think that the aftermath of January 6th, there was a lot of debate about whether or not individuals who were not only U.S. citizens, but many of whom were had backgrounds or experience in law enforcement, some who had backgrounds or experience in the military. I think that we struggled to wrap our head around the idea that those individuals could potentially be responsible for a terrorist attack on the United States.
One of the things that's been floated a lot since this whole thing happened is whether or not these people that engaged in these activities were engaging in terrorism. I mean, there are a lot of people who doubt that.
But they were. And, you know, I've had people say, you know, well, don't you think there's some people in the crowd who just got caught up in the moment, in the heat of the moment? Well, yeah, absolutely, that did. But getting caught up in the heat of the moment, particularly when we're talking about an attack on our democracy, an attack on our capital, does not excuse the behavior. We still have to be accountable for what we've done. And so I think that we've gotten over the sort of shock and the disbelief that Americans could do this. And I think that the national security space, national security officials are moving in the right direction here and being able to identify this kind of behavior as terrorist behavior. And now it's just a question of making sure that those who might engage in this kind of behavior understand that there is a line forming, a clear line. And if you cross that line, you will be labeled a terrorist.
Sean Turner, former Director of Communications for the Director of National Intelligence, J.J. Green, WTOP News.